Tonight, this video showing another deadly U.S. military strike against a boat allegedly smuggling drugs to the U.S., killing two narco-terrorists on board, according to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Posting the strike was in international waters, but for the first time, the boat was traveling in the Eastern Pacific rather than the Caribbean Sea. President Trump tonight suggesting he'll soon order strikes on cartels smuggling drugs by land, too.
Something very serious is going to happen, the equivalent of what's happening by sea. And we're going to Congress just to tell them what we're doing, just to keep them informed. But we have to do it for national security. We have to do it to save lives.
This is the eighth strike the Trump administration has announced against alleged drug boats since early September, killing at least 36 people. Two men survived a U.S. airstrike on their semi-submersible boat last week, the U.S. Navy plucking them from the water and transferring them to Colombia and to Ecuador. But tonight, a U.S. official says Ecuador has already released the man transferred to their custody. Some lawmakers have questioned the legality of the strikes, but President Trump again tonight defending his effort against cartels.
You realize that every time you see that happen, you're saving 25,000 American lives. Every one of those boats that gets knocked out is saving 25,000 American lives, not to mention the torn up families all over the country.
Courtney joins us now live. Courtney, let's go back to those two survivors in one of those recent strikes. Do we know what's happened to them?
Yeah, Tom, the Trump administration says it provided information and evidence to both Colombia and to Ecuador to show these men were trafficking drugs. At this point, Colombia says it will prosecute one of them while Ecuador released the other.